From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are 2 months and 2 days away from the midterm elections this November. Illinoisans will vote in races for governor, U.S. Senate, the Congress, the entire General Assembly, and more. The midterms are happening against a backdrop of many Republican politicians embracing the false idea that former President Donald Trump did not, in fact, lose the 2020 presidential election, and that President Joe Biden did not win it fair and square. Tonight, Tuesday, on PBS stations across America, the investigative documentary series Frontline will present Lies, Politics, and Democracy. Joining us to talk more about this is Michael Kirk, the director and producer of the film. Michael, welcome to The 21st Show.
It's great to be here, Brian.
And a brief note to our listeners, this is the first in what will be an ongoing series of conversations we're having called Building a Better Democracy, about the threats to American democracy and the people working to support and defend our way of self-governance. If you want to join us this morning, the number to call is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455, or tweet us at 21st Show. So, Michael, whenever I talk to a Republican candidate or office holder on the show, I ask them who won the 2020 presidential election and whether it was free and fair. There's always an interesting range of answers, ranging from straightforward to obfuscatory at best. Can you put this moment in historical context? Is this unique in American history?
It's never happened. It's never happened, Brian. I don't think we start the film with the concession speeches of Hillary Clinton going all the way down to Alf Landon, as far down as we could find footage. And every one of them, including Al Gore, who says the Supreme Court has made its decision. And while I don't agree with the decision, I support, you know, the Constitution of the United States, in effect. And I wish George Bush good luck. It's a tradition that's been just baked into our society. And when you see all those people, all of them in pain at having lost, and then at the end of it, you see Donald Trump and him saying, we didn't lose, we won. In fact, we won. And you think about all that happened after that moment, 2:30 in the morning on election night in Washington or the next morning. And you think about January 6th, and you think about all of the impeachments, all of it. And you realize what's happened to the Republican Party along the way. And if you're me, you say, well, we've got to tell the story of that lie and the impact it has had on the Republican Party.
Well, one of the two Republicans on the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, which of course came out of the big lie, as we're talking about, is Adam Kinzinger, and he is interviewed on the program. Let's take a listen to a snippet of what he had to say.
I've come to believe that people less fear death than they do being kicked out of their social circle. And what you've seen now in kind of these monolithic views, whether it's Republicans or Democrats or a gun control group or an anti-gun group, is people are afraid to go outside of the lines and have a little bit of a different belief because they'll be kicked out of their social circle. And that to humanity is probably one of the most frightening things. And I think you see that at work, particularly in the Republican Party, where leaders, members of Congress, are afraid to tell the truth to their constituents because they might get text messages from their friends like I've been getting for years, and they might lose their election. And that to them is a greater, I guess, problem than even possibly dying someday.
All right. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger for the Frontline documentary film that's going to be presented tonight, Lies, Politics, and Democracy. We're speaking with Michael Kirk, who is the director and producer of that program. The entire interview, you make it available online. We'll have a link to that on our website. What stood out to you about what he had to say? Do you think he has the right diagnosis? Is this social pressure first and foremost?
The interesting thing about the congressman is the extent to which he really says, he feels free to say and reveal to us things that you know, if you're somebody like me or one of our reporters, Tim Alberta or Jelani Cobb or Vanessa Fika, they talk to people, they read what people write. They know that Adam is is absolutely telling the truth when he says 99% of the people in Congress, or whatever he says, whatever number he puts, did not believe the big lie. And when you do what we do, which is forget people who talk on camera, just you have to talk to lots of people and find out what the quote-unquote truth is, and you discover that that's not an exaggeration, and you discover why and you begin to ask the question, the most simple question there is, why did the Republicans, who used to be the party of 2012, 13, 14, 15, you know, hoping after the Romney defeat to expand their ranks and encompass people of color, to change their immigration stance, to do all kinds of other things, how that party became the party that we have before us now, and how the invasion of Trump was allowed to happen against what we all thought were solid norms, solid guardrails. And is it just, it's more than just them wanting to be in a social group, I think, as much as I respect the congressman's position on some of these things. I also think it is bigger than that. Somebody told us that the definition of a politician is somebody who wants to be reelected. That's the pure form of what is a politician. They want to be reelected. And maybe that's staying in the same group, and maybe that's what he means by that. But it also is true that they, to be reelected, they have to deliver things. And they looked at the presidency of Donald Trump as perhaps a way to get things going in the Republican Party from the Republican perspective that they wanted to get going, and they weren't going to get going if a Mitt Romney-like candidate would have run against Hillary Clinton. It had to be, I guess, this guy who saw himself as a human cannonball coming in to just break and shatter everything. So they put up with it. We've been filming long enough and been around this story long enough that we saw every one of the inflection points where people who it would surprise you that Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, Lindsey Graham would go from where they were at the beginning, which was kind of hoping to ignore Trump, then hoping they could manipulate him, to finding out that they actually can publicly state that they believe that the election was stolen, and that the election process in America, the thing we are proudest of about our democracy and probably the linchpin of the democracy, which is one person, one vote, and that vote is going to be fairly counted, and you'll either win or you'll lose. That they are not those people, that they were revealed as not those people with those beliefs through this process is shocking to me. And I think in a way, maybe it's as simple as they want to continue to go to the party and stay in the party and stay in Congress and blah, blah, blah. Maybe it is as simple as that, but boy, was it a Faustian deal with the devil kind of a set of decisions they made at all those inflection points that I think now Congressman Kinzinger tells us they fear to vote against him. And they don't just fear for themselves, they fear for their families. Yeah. One person said that if the right-wing extremists, the MAGA extremists, could get into the Capitol building and threaten their life there, what about their families' well-being? That's something that when our reporters fan out and talk to people in Congress, and you discover and you feel that fear, not fear of Donald Trump, not fear of being primaried or publicly castigated, but fear for the physical safety of your family, unless you vote a certain way, that's shocking and stunning, and something isn't right. And that, I think, is the thing that for those of us who made the film, we were just shaking our heads when we heard that.
Yeah. And of course, Kinzinger famously said he was armed on January 6th. He brought a weapon to the Capitol that day. Let me share a comment. And well, let me first remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Michael Kirk, who is the director and co-producer of the new Frontline film called Lies, Politics, and Democracy, airing tonight on PBS stations across America. We heard from Frank on Twitter, who says, when Trump won, a narrative persisted that he did not win legitimately because of Russian interference. As someone who feels neither party represents me, I fail to understand how this is different than what's being discussed on the show. I'm sure you've heard that sort of critique. What about when the Democrats, you know, were pointing it to Russian collusion? How do you respond to that?
Well, it's a different, it's like a category error or something. It's a different thing. It's valid and I understand it, but I think something very, very, very big happened over the last 6 years. Yes, the arguments about Russian collusion are part of it. Yes, all the mess that is Washington. I mean, my team and I made 15 films during the Trump administration. Hour or 2 hour film. So that's a lot of water behind our particular dam, information, things and thoughts. And it's why this film decided to go to a higher level than something like that allegation, which is to just say how fundamentally threatened is American democracy by the actions of people in the Republican Party who acquiesced to, let's make it really simple, who acquiesced to Trump's apparent interest in authoritarianism. If it's true that they acquiesced, and if it's true that Trump is acting that way, as Republicans tell us he is, then it is a fundamental threat to American democracy, whatever the cause, whether he's lying about whether he was elected or not elected, whether the Russians had anything to do with it or not. The fact is, at the heart of it all, in a funny way, forget Donald Trump other than that he's a character in the drama and a driving character. Something fundamental has happened inside the Republican Party itself and the leaders of that party that has resulted in where we are now, facing midterms and a 2024 election that's up for grabs.
And I would say to Frank, who the person who wrote us the tweet, a difference in my experience is also that no Democrats would say, you know, hem and haw about whether Hillary Clinton actually lost in 2016 legitimately. I mean, that's a difference that I have observed. And all those Republicans that I asked, the ones who answered me straightforwardly, yes, Joe Biden won. Yes, it was free and fair. I don't think all but one of them have lost their primary elections in the Republican Party, which I don't think is something you see on the Democratic side. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Michael. I guess I want to ask, and that tweet gets at this question, who is this program for? Because I would hypothesize that most of the regular audience for Frontline already accepts the election outcome from 2020. So what is the point of a program like this?
Well, it's for history. It's so that people who are 9 or 10 or 12 years old will have something to look back on and understand this period. It's for voters now who are trying to think about it. It's, we always think of our films as really designed to help you go in the ballot box, even if you think your mind's made up. But if you've watched it and maybe something's been triggered, maybe you understand a little better, maybe you get a slightly fairer view of something, and you go in that ballot box and you make your decision. It's also it's also designed to be kind of disquieting and something that you want to, I want people to pay attention to the threat and the peril of democracy in the state we're in right now. That we've made 4 hours about division in America. Actually 8 hours, we did a series called America's Great Divide, and divided states of America. So we know about the divisions. We know about the economic dislocation. We know about the anger. We know about the rise of MAGA. But now, we always thought there were these rules, constitutional provisions that would protect America and keep it just about voting. But now it's not about that. It's something bigger than that now. And we thought we had to lay the record down and lay it down for the record. And that's really the only aspiration. It's not to change your mind or anything. It's to say, here's what's happened. And if we've connected the dots in a way that's different and useful for people, American citizens, your power is in the voting booth, and we're trying to arm you with what you need.
Michael Kirk, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
My pleasure.
Michael Kirk is director, co-producer of tonight's Frontline program on PBS. You can find it on most PBS stations across Illinois. It's called Lies, Politics, and Democracy. More to come after a short break. We're going to be talking about Illinois' biometric privacy law and some business groups, that they want to change that. That's coming up after a short break. It's the 21st Show. Please stay with us.